Hello, this is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get to know your opinions. Any answers will remain confidential. So, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in any political campaigns?
No.
All right. So that would be a no. Do you speak Spanish?
No.
All right. As you may be aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I'm going to vote.
Definitely?
Definitely going to vote.
All right. With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
What is your main racial background?
White, Caucasian.
All right. What is your age?
71.
All right, 71. So generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track, all right. From the following list, what is one thing elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, corruption in local government, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, or inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas?
Housing and property taxes.
Housing and property tax, all right. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how likely you are to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? So would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or would you definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly towards the Republican candidate?
Definitely vote for a Democratic candidate.
Definitely vote for a Democratic candidate. All right. So now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate whether you have a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, if you could also let me know, please. So the first person is Daniela Levine Cava.
I haven't heard of her.
All right. Miguel Solomon.
Haven't heard of him.
Eileen Higgins.
Haven't heard of her.
Joe Sanchez.
Now, what were the options? I've heard of him.
All right. So the options are you have like either a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you have no opinion towards them.
Somewhat favorable.
Vicky Lopez.
Somewhat favorable.
Fabiana Basabi or Basabi.
I haven't heard of that one.
Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Carlos Jimenez.
Somewhat favorable.
Joe Carollo.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat.
Somewhat.
Alfonso Alfie Leon.
I don't know who that is.
Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Francis Suarez.
Somewhat favorable.
Rosie Cordero Stutz.
I don't know who that is.
All right. Maria Elvira Salazar.
Somewhat favorable.
And Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, all right. So now I'm just going to ask you a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County. So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, this being Eileen Higgins and Miguel Solomon, for who would you vote for?
The Democrat.
Alright, so I unfortunately do not know if any of them are Democrats or Republicans, so really this is just based on if, like, who do you know? So kind of like by names.
So well, I will tell you, I am voting all Democrat. Okay, if when I go to the election polls and it shows what party they are, I am definitely voting all Democrat, regardless of who they are, because Republicans, forget it. Forget it.
All right, just let me look here if I could find. All right, well, Eileen Higgins is part of the Democratic Party, and let me just look quickly for Miguel Solomon. Okay, Miguel Solomon, all right. Political party. Right. Well, I'm not sure if I can find any information about him, but I do know that Eileen Higgins is part of the Democratic Party. So would you say you would be voting for Eileen Higgins then?
Yes. If she's a Democrat, yeah.
Yeah, she's part of the Democratic Party. Right. So what about in between Eileen Higgins and Joe Carollo?
What's Joe Carollo?
Let me look him up. Joe Carollo. All right, he is, let's see. He is part of the Republican Party, I believe.
Well, then I won't vote for him. I'll vote for Higgins.
For Higgins? All right. And lastly, between Eileen Higgins and Alfonso Alfie Leon.
You don't know what party the last one is?
I do not, but I will look him up right now. Let's see. All right, I can't find any information quickly about
well,
him.
Then I'll vote for Higgins.
All right. So, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your country commissioner, or county?
Yes.
Sorry, county commissioner. Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
All right. So now I'm just going to give you a few brief statements about Eileen Higgins, and if you could please indicate if he makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support her for this election to the Miami-Dade County Commission, or if it would make no difference. So the first statement is, while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer funds compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year.
Very favorable.
So much more likely to support her?
Much more likely.
All right. Since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, while housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes.
Unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
All right. So much less likely to support her?
Yes.
All right. Eileen Higgins says that she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft.
Now, what were the choices again?
The choices were, does this make you much more likely to want to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or if it makes no difference?
Much less likely.
All right. Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood.
Much less likely.
All right. Since Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods.
Much less likely.
And during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million.
Much less likely.
All right. So now I just have to one last time ask you. If the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Eileen Higgins or Miguel Spellman?
Higgins.
Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
Eileen Higgins.
Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Alfie Leon?
Higgins.
All right. So now we're almost done. We're 95% done. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. We only have like 3 more questions left. So now I'm just going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. So what is the last grade of formal education you completed?
Associate's degree.
Associate's degree. All right. Well, then this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.